Hello, everyone, and welcome to another IA Unboxcast. I'm really excited, and I'm Aaliyah, and I am here with Michael and Jason. Hi, guys.
Hey, Aaliyah.
Hi.
So, I have new toys, and I'm going to be unboxing them tonight, and it's cool. So, I have in my hand the first of these, which is a Google Pixel XL.
Three XL,
not the original.
And not the size 3XL, but...
No.
Pixel 3 XL.
Right.
What would that be, like a 9-inch phone?
Right.
No, that would be the new Galaxy Fold.
Ugh. So, it comes in a unremarkable plastic bag that you pull off. And then, Michael, could you describe our box?
Why, certainly. My favorite part of this whole thing, since I'm not actually getting one right now. So, Aaliyah has a black phone, which, the way this thing looks, it has a light-colored Google logo on the bottom. It has a fingerprint sensor and the cameras, and it shows all that on the front. It says it has a big letter G for the letter Google. It says Google 3 or Google Pixel 3 XL. On the side of the box, it has a side picture of the phone, which is very sleek. And then it on the back, it says hashtag Team Pixel and Google. And then on the other side, there's just two colors. And that's all we have. On the top, on the sides, we have all the information about it, barcodes, all that good fun stuff. And... specs and that kind of thing.
It doesn't say how big it is.
And there's actually a shiny little glossy Google sticker that looks really cool. Feel this.
Where?
On my finger.
Oh, it's just a square sticker.
Yeah, it's a big silver G.
Aw, geez. So there's some tape holding this box closed. I'm going to take this off.
And it's going to be really interesting, I think.
This makes it where Aaliyah has a newer Pixel than I do.
Do you really have to keep pointing that out?
He's jealous. He's Android jealous bean. So
the nice thing is... Oh, go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, let him talk.
Did I really just go there? Android jealous bean. Anyway, so it's going to be really interesting because, you know... If you guys remember, if you guys list, you know, for those of you who've listened to a lot of our unbox cat, you did unbox the S7, right?
Yes, or no.
Aaliyah? No, you didn't. Okay. But, yeah, and I was talking about paying attention to the unbox cast. I should listen to my own words. But it's going to be really interesting because, you know, you do have the S7, you set up the S7, and this is stock Android, unmodified, direct from Google. So it's going to be really interesting to see your take on this, and of course you're probably going to have updates when you open your phone, but...
My Samsung is vibrating over there as if to say, please don't hurt me.
Yeah, I know.
I can't help it, I'm old. So I've taken the lid off the box.
You can't help it, you have a crappy ROM.
And the Pixel is wrapped in plastic. It is a very large phone.
Is it bigger than the iPhone Plus size?
Actually, once I peel this plastic... wow. Michael, can you hand me your XS Max?
Don't play tennis with my XS Max.
Whoa, look.
I mean, exactly.
Exactly the same size as the XS Max.
So it's about like a 8 plus size almost? Actually, no, the XS is a little bit
No, the XS Max a bit bigger.
Plus, isn't it? Is it?
Yeah. There's no obvious speaker grill either, which is odd. Here's your phone.
I thought the speakers were in this.
Where is it?
Feel the front.
Oh, whoa, that's right. They're on the top face, aren't they?
No, they're on the top of the phone, at the top and the bottom.
That's so weird. I'm not used to that.
So, are they on the edges or are they on the actual, like, front?
No,
front
they're on the face.
Oh, weird.
On the bottom, like, where a home button would be.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. Let's see what the rest of the stuff is in this box. I just pulled out a cardboard holder that held the phone.
Now, how does that phone feel in the hand compared to, like, the iPhones, the new iPhones?
The back is a little less smooth than their new iPhones.
But it mirrors the other pixels. It feels like plastic, but that's actually glass.
Yeah, here, Michael.
Gorilla Glass, I assume.
We have a block here. What do you think?
It's weird because it's definitely glass, but it's not. It's that two texture feeling that.
Yeah. Ooh, my first USB-C block.
Ooh.
This is a very sleek phone.
It really is.
This is probably one of the best Android phones I've ever held.
These are manuals.
Now, the only thing I don't like is that the bottom speaker is much bigger than the top.
It is. Ooh.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to sound bigger.
Oh, wow.
It very well could, but it's not a guarantee.
These earbuds are nice.
They're apparently, from what I've heard, supposed to be the same as the Pixel Buds, but with a wire.
What?
Really?
Wow.
So they're supposed to, like, have assistant and everything? Well, no, I guess that would be on the phone itself.
That would be in the phone itself. So they have a USB-C end. And they look... They have volume up and down and a play button. And they have little wings to try to help them stay in your ear, and they look like, almost kind of like ear pods.
Do they go in the ear like your Beats X do?
No. They lay on the inside of your ear. They look like ear pods.
And I guess the wings are attached, you can't, like, take them off?
No. You can't.
Huh. You'll have to tell me what they sound like later.
I will.
This is a very sleek, very nice phone, even though it's black. It has a certain sleekness.
He's just determined.
Oh, we have dongles here. Three of them. Two of them. Never mind. That one just had a wire. Two dongles. A USB-C to USB-A. And a USB-C to 3.5.
So, I wonder then if that means you could plug those earbuds using that USB-C dongle into, your computer.
No, wrong way.
Oh, it's male?
It's male. It's meant to help you plug wired earbuds into the phone. And at the bottom of the box, not much fanfare here, and at the bottom of the box is our USB-C male-to-male cable. This phone also supports wireless charging. So
the wireless charging is actually done on the part that feels like plastic.
Yeah, I was guessing that.
And, of course, I'll let Aaliyah explain the cancel. The phone... but I'm very excited to talk about all the features that it has. Since Aaliyah has not had a Pixel.
No.
That's
a nice 3-foot thick USB-C to USB-C cable. The thing that I like about USB-C is it doesn't matter what end or which way you plug it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a 3-foot long cable, not a 3-foot thick cable.
Yeah. That would be weird. Michael, what did I do with... Shush. Trade me. Take a look at these earbuds.
Oh, wow, they even have little parts to help them stay in your
ear. Yeah, the little wings.
They look very much if this is how Pixel Buds look, I would really consider these.
Okay, I'm okay. He did just say that, but I'm okay.
Now, I assume those wings are silicone.
Yes.
Flexible.
Mm-hmm. They look very similar to ear pods.
They do.
Well, because of the wings, at least they'll probably stay in your ears a lot better.
Let's power this baby on.
I'll go and give you these back.
Ooh, that's bright.
That is bright.
Shoo! Look at that.
Yeah.
What's coming up?
The G for Google. And now it has, fancy looking. It has a bunch of colors that have spread out, and now they're kind of floating around the screen. And now it is ready for you to turn on TalkBack.
All right. So I believe that the shortcut for that is the volume keys together.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
5 seconds.
Yep.
I like that noise.
I do too.
It reminds me of Apple Pay. Kinda.
TalkBack on. Hi there.
Whoa!
TalkBack is a screen reader primarily for people with blindness and low vision.
Good.
It allows interaction with the device using spoken feedback. TalkBack tutorial. Accessibility volume set to 80%.
And we know how to use TalkBack. We've gone through the TalkBack tutorial on other shows.
Automatically advancing to lesson 1. When enabled, Explore by Touch lets you hear what's under your
cool,
finger.
That's really cool.
Move your finger up. Navigate up. Lesson 1. Basic navigate up button.
Go away.
Hi there. Language, English, United States button.
That sounds amazing.
I can't wait to hear audio button. Through this.
Emergence, vision settings. Language. Hi there. Language. Visions. Emergency call button.
Early.
Start like... button.
Start button.
That kind of sounds like a Motorola network. Phone that my girlfriend's mom
inserted
has.
Now.
Okay. Let's go ahead and do
it's
that.
Got really good
And I'm going to turn NVDA speech off.
I really may have to upgrade early.
He's jealous, guys.
No, that's just a considerable... That is a considerable upgrade. From my
so I've got a SIM ejector on my keys, because I'm a nerd like that. Let's pop the SIM out.
If I knew where mine was, I'd probably have it on my keys too.
And I've just ejected the SIM tray from the Samsung, and the Samsung... Yes, I know you have no more network. I stole it from you. I took it. All right. I'm pulling the SIM out. Michael, can you hold this? Between these fingers. Thank you. I'm going to slide the SIM tray back in the top of the S7. For future reference, guys, this is what the S7 sounds like.
5:55 p.m. No SIM. Insert SIM card.
Phone. Well, it's also a different voice.
It is.
But there's no bass.
No bass.
Camera button.
Oh, I thought that was just the voice.
And I can
message
show you...
Message 1:55, Wednesday, February 20th. Double screen off. Ringer vibrate.
This is the S7.
And I could show you guys what the Pixel 2 sounds like.
Pixel 2. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Screen off.
Give me just a minute.
She sounded annoyed.
She did. You turned my screen off.
Sounds like garbage.
Battery box circle.
That doesn't sound like garbage.
Double tap and hold to long press. 13%. Double tap to activate.
I mean, it...
Got the SIM tray. Oh. Only a single SIM. Not the combo tray that the S7 has.
Oh, I didn't realize it had a built in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not that it matters, but I can't insert a micro SD card into this Pixel.
None of them have it.
That's annoying. SIM card, please?
Mm-hmm. So where did you find the SIM tray?
To the USB-C port.
Correct. That's where I found it.
Okay, it matters which way this goes in, right? Oh, that's an interesting
spot for it.
I thought so too, Jason.
Yes, it will matter which way it goes in. If you look, there should be a rounded corner on your SIM card, and that should line up, I would imagine, with the rounded corner of the SIM card tray in the phone if it's similar to the iPhone.
I don't know if that has a rounded corner.
It's hard to find. There is one, it's just very hard to find.
I see one on the SIM card, not the tray.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to find it. I just try it at every angle until it goes in. It should feel completely flush.
Alright. And it's in. Okay. Let's see what we got here.
Screen on. Verizon account activation. Phone activation. Please wait while we prepare your phone.
Man, that sounds alert, so
phone
good.
Activated. Your Verizon phone is now active. Your number is... Connect to Wi-Fi. Connect to Wi-Fi. Progress bar. In list, 4 items. To get apps or copy data, connect to a network. ATTAYCHRTCHOPOLIS. TCHOPOLIS.
No.
Editing, password, edit box.
So, when I was typing in the Wi-Fi password, we noticed something very interesting, and that is that the keyboard taps you, and it almost simulates an actual keyboard, a mechanical, like, physical keyboard, because you get a tap down and a tap up. I'm actually going to turn off the vibration feedback for the keyboard on TalkBack, because I don't need it now. It taps you in the area of the keyboard. You feel it on your finger.
So it's not like the iPhone where you can feel the Taptic engine through the whole phone.
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't think.
Wow, that is cool. I actually forgot TalkBack does vibration feedback on the keyboard, because I always turn that stuff off when I had my Android phone.
I like it. It's redundant here.
I never did care for it much.
Connect to Wi-Fi. TCHOPOLIS. Password keyboard hidden. Checking for updates. This may take a few minutes.
It sounds like a good, external speaker.
I know. But
I think it has more bass than the iPad.
I don't know.
It's kind of
terrifying, but we should turn them. Can you hold
just
this?
A sec? Copy apps and data. Data transfer available or in progress. Copy apps and data.
Can I do this?
You can actually hope that you. Well, no, it's not micro USB.
What do you mean?
But if you had a micro USB to USB-C, you could probably hook up both phones.
Well, they can do it through Bluetooth, can't they? And Wi-Fi.
They can. It's just slow.
Transfer your apps, photos, contacts, Google account, please. And more.
Yes, please.
You can choose which content to copy. Don't copy button. Next button.
I'm double not a purist on Google things. I really don't. Well, I don't want it to transfer Nova Launcher, though. I want to deal with the Pixel Launcher.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Don't copy button. Just a sec. Account setup. Checking info. Checking info. Sign in with your Google account. Learn more. Sign in. Sign in with your Google account. Learn more. Web view.
All right, I've signed in with my username, and I've just entered my password, and I'm going to hit next.
Password keyboard hidden. Add phone number. Web view. Add phone number. Heading. Blind Cowgirl 9. If you like, you can add this phone's number to your account for use across Google services. Learn more. For example, your receive video calls and messages. Enlist level 1. Make Google services, including ads, more relevant to you. How it works. Google will occasionally verify your number by exchanging your device info with your carrier or via SMS. Any number you're in control. This won't make your number public or affect the way it's used. You can always more options. Yes, I'm in. But hi, Alia.
I like their button labels.
Yeah, they are cool.
Hi, Alia. Blink Cowgirl. We publish Google's terms of service so that you know. We publish terms of so that you can remember. Privacy policy describes how I agree. I agree. Checking info. Getting account info. Just a sec. Google services. Google services in list 11 items. Blink Cowgirl 9. Backup and storage. Backup to Google Drive. Easily restore your data or switch phones at any time. You're on switch for location. Use location on switch. Allow scanning. Allow apps and services to scan for Wi-Fi networks and nearby devices at any time, even when Wi-Fi or Bluetooth is off. On switch. Device maintenance. Send usage and diagnostic data. Help improve your Android experience by automatically sending diagnostic on switch. Install updates and apps by continuing. You agree that this device may also tap accept button out of additional legal terms by clicking more info. I accept button. Unlock with Pixel imprint. Use your fingerprint to unlock your phone or approve purchases. Note, your fingerprint may be less secure than a strong pattern or PIN.
Now, can I make a suggestion on here?
Uh-huh.
I would use, on my Pixel, because I hold it in my left hand,
mm-hmm.
I always use my left index finger because that's the finger that will naturally fall on that
on
fingerprint
the...
on the back.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's right. Doesn't it also have facial unlock?
It does, but I think you have to set that up later, and it is less secure than, say, the iPhone.
Huh.
Skip button. Next button.
You know, it's interesting
join
that you say that, Michael, because I was holding my
to use fingerprint, set
iPhone.
In. Editing, password, edit box. Double tap and hold to long press. Clear, confirm button.
Oh, well.
Double tap to active.
Confirm.
Touch the sensor. It's on the back of your phone. Use your index finger. Lift, then touch again. Put your finger on the sensor and lift after you feel a vibration. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Lift finger, then touch sensor again.
It's interesting that it suggests
finger,
your index finger because that's probably the finger I would have used too.
Mm-hmm.
Lift finger, then touch sensor again.
It just seems the most natural.
Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Fingerprint added. When you see this icon, use your fingerprint for identification or to approve purchases. Fingerprint icon. Add another button. Double
and
tap to activate.
I'm going to go ahead and add my right index as well.
Lift, then touch again. Put your finger on the sensor and lift after you feel a vibration.
Now, is it reading that on its own, or do you have
it
your
is.
Flick to it? That's pretty cool.
Fingerprint added. Add another button.
Michael,
double tap to activate.
Would you like to be in my phone?
Sure.
Here. Go ahead.
Is it ready?
Hit add another first.
Next button. Back button. Add another button. Lift, then touch again.
How many can it
put
store?
Your finger on the sensor and lift
I don't know. The iPhone can store a lot.
Fingerprint sensor is dirty. Please clean and try again. Couldn't process fingerprint. Please try again.
Interesting.
Do it later button. Couldn't process fingerprint. Please try again. Fingerprint sensor is dirty. Please clean and try again.
No, it's not.
Fingerprint sensor is dirty. Please clean and try again. Couldn't process fingerprint. Please try again. Fingerprint sensor is dirty. Please clean and try again.
I wonder if it's upset because
clean and try again.
Your finger is so drastically different from mine. That it thinks there's a problem.
Partial fingerprint detected. Please try again.
That's a lot of good feedback, though.
Couldn't process fingerprint. Please try again. Fingerprint added. Add another button. Double
there we go.
It was how I was doing it.
Oh.
You can't come in at the sides like you do on the iPhone.
No.
Next button.
All right, let's go next.
Double. Make Pixel uniquely yours. Keep going to set up your Google Assistant, change your wallpaper, and more. Or leave now and finish later.
Let's go ahead and continue.
Continue button. Just a sec. Google Assistant logo. Access your assistant with voice match.
Ooh.
Google Assistant logo. Access your assistant with voice match. Voice Match lets you access your assistant directly by using your voice, even when your screen is off.
We need to... Hold on.
The mic's off.
Ooh, that clipped. Sorry, y'all.
That was so loud.
The mic's off.
Yeah.
The unique model of your voice will be created on this device, which will help your assistant identify you and tell you apart from others. Keep no thanks, but I agree, but Google.
I wonder
Google
if this is specific
logo.
To Pixel phones.
It looks
or
like you've already set up voice
too.
Match with your Google. You're all set.
Oh, see?
It's already done.
You
voice
can
oh,
or
that's
delete
cool.
voice activity in your Google activity controls. Dot. You can also turn off voice match in assistant settings.
Cool. It transferred that.
Double tap to activate double continue button. Squeeze for your assistant.
That's handy.
To talk to
squeeze?
Your assistant at any time, quickly squeeze the bottom
yep.
half of your phone.
Squeeze?
Then release.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Squeeze it.
Yes.
Do it later button.
Yeah.
Next button.
What I want to know is if that works in cases.
50% finish up or keep adjusting. You can also change the squeeze sensitivity later in settings. 50% seek control. Light squeeze.
That just
firm
sounds
squeeze.
So weird.
Next button. Double tap to activate.
I can't. My 12-year-old mind just can't. Aw, Google, you're my main squeeze.
They should have said that on the screen. They should have had like a little main squeeze logo
display.
Image or something.
Time, notification icons, and other info will appear on your lock screen.
Does this make TalkBack chatter in my pocket?
No.
Apparently it...
What, Jason?
I was going to say, I thought you were going to ask if this will break TalkBack. I was just going to say, apparently it's supposed to work with it.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if it would make TalkBack go brrrr in my pocket.
No thanks, but turn on, but anything else. Set up a few more things now, or find them later in settings. Add another email account, row 1, column 1, in grid. Change font size, column 2. Change wallpaper,
neat.
Row 2. Control info on lock screen, column. Discover songs with now playing, row 3. No thanks, button.
That's pretty cool. So, you want to know what that does?
Huh.
That discover songs with now playing... If a song is on, so say you're listening to something in the HomePod, or say you're in a store and you hear a song, if it hears it, it will show that song's info on your lock
Discover
screen.
Discover songs with now playing. Pixel Ambient Services. Discover songs with now playing.
Nothing.
When music is playing nearby, the song name and artist will appear on your lock screen. Song by artist. Now playing works offline and never sends songs or background conversations
oh,
to
wow.
Google.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
No thanks, but turn on, but.
Yes, please.
Anything else? Discover songs with now. Done for now. Button out of grid. Discover. Done for. Just a sec. One last tip. For support tips and tricks and more, go to settings greater than tips and support. Get Pixel tips, updates on Google products, and share feedback. On get Pixel tips, updates on Google products, and share feedback. Unsubscribe anytime. Double on switch all set button. Completing setup Google Play. Adding finishing touches. Device unlocked. App suggestions. Wednesday, February 20th. Double tap to activate. Double tap
now,
and hold to long press.
Also keep this in mind. You're using Android Pi now.
Yes.
Progress Play support libraries installing.
So one of the things, there's going to be a few differences from your S7. So like to bring up your overview, you find your home button and swipe up with two fingers.
Home button. Recent apps. Apps list.
Neat.
Photos.
If,
maps. Actions.
Halfway up
and
the screen will bring up the overview. All the way up
button.
Will bring up all of the apps.
Wednesday,
also
February
neat.
20th.
Like hitting the
double
apps
tap
button.
To activate, double tap and
no,
hold
there's
to
no
lock
apps
press.
Button.
It does this.
Progress, My Verizon.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. It would be like hitting the app circle
available.
Icon in
Google
earlier
camera,
versions
maps,
of Android.
Navigate and explore, device health services, Pixel Stand, and 33
cool.
more. Completing setup, Google Play. Progress, Verizon Messages, installing Verizon Messages.
Oh, am I going to get voicemail? I couldn't get voicemail on my S7.
You might.
Progress, digital well-being, updating digital well-being. 27%.
Let me know.
Lock screen. 27% screen off.
Oh, hey. I'll take care of that later with you, but...
Can I... Do you mind if I see what the always-on display
device
looks like?
Device unlocked.
Hold on. Whoa, all I had to do was touch the fingerprint.
Wednesday, February 20th.
Yep.
I didn't even have to tap the screen or anything.
Yep.
I just had to touch the fingerprint sensor and it went bloop.
Quality
yep.
Video calls.
That's
installing.
How it works.
Hey.
Shh. Progress Google.
Shh. Hold on. I have to do something. Play Thumbs by Sabrina Carpenter.
Email 50 new messages. 50 new messages. Email Anders ET. Play.
Stop.
Progress Google News Webview.
Stop it.
I wonder if it's going to carry all of your Verizon apps and stuff too.
Text
from your
mom.
Old phone.
Google Partners.
Like the ones
Google
that were.
Google Partner Services and your privacy.
Oh, well, I guess they were Samsung.
Google Webview. Google.
Stop. Do you? What are you?
Squeeze the bottom of your phone.
Yeah, I know, but it keeps yapping.
Or you can do OK.
Progress
and...
Google Pay. Installing Google.
Okay, Google. Not you.
Sorry, something went wrong. Setup complete. Install 10 out of 10 applications.
I'm going to have to set up, I'm going to have to set up tones. Hey, Google, play Thumbs by Sabrina
Just a
Carpenter.
Sec. Google, web view.
Hey, Google, play Thumbs
Just
by Sabrina Carpenter.
Google Partners.
Whoa, shut up,
I think
talk
it's
back.
Still installing something.
Home button. App suggestions. Wednesday, February. Search.
Well, I wonder if
At
it's just taking
button.
It a second to
Action
activate Google
search.
When it was saying just
Double
a sec.
Search. Camera. Chrome. Apps list. 61 to Wednesday, February. Voice search. When six apps list. Apps list. Your predicted apps in action. Close button. Your predicted app. Close. Docs in grid. Drive, 2, 5, G, Google, home, keep, map, Google Pay, home, keep, map, message, my Verizon, messages, message plus, message, my, news, phone, photos, play movies and play music, app suggestions, welcome to Google Play Music, Google collapsed, Gmail, Blind Cowgirl, Google Play Store, 1 minute ago, setup complete, installed 10 out of 10 applications, collapsed, Gmail, Blind Cowgirl, unlock button, waiting for fingerprint, double tap, device unlocked, server error.
Why?
It sounds like you're not actually on the internet.
I should be.
But how would it have updated those apps then?
How would have it installed apps?
I don't know.
Home button.
Is there a retry?
App suggestions.
Hold on.
Apps list. Actions wallpaper.
Let me check.
60 degrees Fahrenheit.
What's that?
Wi-Fi 3 bars. Google Play Store note. Wi-Fi. Phone 3 bars.
Phone 3 bars. Wi-Fi 3 bars.
Battery 26%.
Ouch.
Phone, Wi-Fi, Google Play Store notification, setup, Gmail notification, Google Play Store notification, setup complete. 6:23 p.m.
Do you mind if I take a look?
Sure.
He just wants to hold it.
Yeah, he does. It feels an awful lot on the sides and the face. It feels an awful lot like an iPhone.
Home.
Mm.
Apps. Calendar.
That
calculate.
Sounds good,
Android
though.
Photos. Out maps. G clock. Play music.
It's trying to load.
Yeah.
So if you tap and hold both volume keys, that turns TalkBack off too.
Yes.
Yes. It. Yeah.
Huh. So you no longer have to hold the power button to do the two-finger tap and hold thing?
No, 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 no.
Just
Ooh.
A sec. Google. The new way to talk. Check traffic to work. Google Partners. Continue button. Get the most out of your... Get info for what's on your screen. See relevant suggestions from
you
your
want
assistant
that on or
related
off?
To what's
Go ahead.
On your screen.
Yeah.
On?
On.
Off switch. On. Next button. Google Assistant.
Play Ooh. Thumbs by Sabrina Carpenter. You'll need to install.
Why is it so quiet?
I don't know.
It's very quiet.
Is it coming through the earpiece or something?
Probably.
Here, let me see.
Google Assistant.
Hi, Aliha. I'm your assistant, here to help you throughout your day. Here are some things you can try saying to get started.
Open Play Store.
Opening.
Play Store. Home, for you selected. Play Store. Family Library. You can share your Google Play purchases with your family group. Show Navigation Drawer button.
Hmm?
Also, double keep tap in mind to activate. That you have you have the system volume, I believe, and media volume,
yeah.
And accessibility volume.
I'm about to fix that.
Home, top char themes, out of list.
Is there a way to make them match?
Home, edit
no.
Books, out
stick
of
to each
search
other.
Button. Books,
kind of
I don't think
search
so.
Button. Selected, home, search button. Voice search.
Spotify.
I actually
Play
don't
store.
Like them matching.
Clear button. Double tap to activate. Tap soundtrack, make mute. Tap,
well, there are
Spotify
times when I would want
artists,
them to match,
Spotify
I would
limited,
think, and then there are other
tap,
times when
Spotify,
I would like them to be separate.
Details for app, Spotify, navigate, search, spot, image, install, contain, install button.
And this
Progress,
thing is snappy.
Spotify, music and podcasts, installing, Spotify, music and podcasts.
Oh.
Spotify, music and podcasts,
I need to make a quick
installed.
Test call.
For...
Google Assistant.
Hi, Aliha. I'm your assistant, here to help you throughout your day. Here are some things you can try saying to get started.
Call Michael Doeys.
Who do you want to call? Sorry, who do you want to call?
Michael Doeys, iPhone.
Actually, there's no phone number for Michael Doeys.
Doeys. Well, here. Call. Here we go.
Selected. Calling.
It called.
It called.
You want me to answer?
Oh, you're ringing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. That's it. I just wanted to... Can I? Oh, no, I can't. Ah.
Use your volume down button.
That didn't work either.
Side button.
That didn't work.
Google Assistant.
No,
okay.
I tried the side
call,
button.
Phone, call, home, button. App suggestions, apps list, actions, wallpaper, home, recent app, Google Assistant. Actions, close,
Action.
App info, double tap.
Open Spotify.
Opening, Spotify.
And that's snappy.
Spotify, millions of songs, free on Spotify. Sign up free, button, continue with Facebook button. Loading. Log into Facebook, web view. Spotify, recently played. Church bells, in list, 5 items.
Oh, yeah.
Double tap to act. Back button. Multi-play radio button. In this station. Jody Messina. Song. Church bells. Carrie Underwood's. We just found.
Jenny grew up wild like a backfoot daisy, out in the shack with a boutique hound, broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught
it's
the
not
oil man dancing,
as good.
It's close.
Not to the iPad, at least from what I heard.
Not to the iPad.
No, but close to an iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's quite as good. You want to play the same thing
it's
on your
good,
iPhone?
Spotify.
No,
actions,
play it on your phone. Your iPhone.
Uninstall.
Oh, that's right. Shut up.
Screen off.
Okay, same song on my iPhone. Let's do that. iPhone. Not you, Samsung. Nobody loves you anymore. Come here. Play Church Bells by Carrie Underwood.
Oh, man.
iPhone's bassier.
Oh, snap. Jenny grew up wild like a
Blackfoot daisy out in the shack with the blue tick hound. Because it's all the way up.
It's all the way up. Look.
It shouldn't be all the way up. Is it in a case?
No.
It sounds tinny, like.
But the 10 is not nearly as good as the 10S or the 10S Max.
I guess so.
Remember? Ooh, I need a case for this. This thing is slippery.
But it comes close. It's one of the better sounding Android phones I've heard.
I'm going to lay this thing. The one thing I do want to see is...
Device unlocked.
God, that's so nice.
PM. Spotify. Actions. Shortcut.
Open settings. That's open also settings. Nice. Just
search
gotta grab
settings.
It.
Double tap to activate. Apps and notifications. Battery. Apps. Connected devices. Bluetooth. Apps and notifications. Permissions. Default apps. Display. Sound. Volume. Sound. Sound. Search setting.
You're looking at ringtones.
Media volume. 60% media volume. Seat control.
I actually like the Pixel
64%
ringtones.
Media. 72%. 67% ring volume. 67% call volume. 6 ring. 70 alarm volume. 100 also vibrate for calls. Off switch. On. Do not disturb. Off. Shortcut to prevent ringing. On vibrate. Now playing. Show nearby songs. Phone ringtone. The Big Adventure. Phone ringtone. Navigate up. Phone ring. Save. None. In list. Check The Big Adventure. Check.
That's a neat one.
It is.
I like that. I think it's on my phone, too. That's cool.
Interesting.
Copycat. Check.
I think that one's pretty
That's
cool, too.
That's kind
of
cool.
I like that.
The Big Adventure. Check. Crackle. Check.
That's pretty cool.
That makes me think of a tile.
I know.
And it's interesting because Google changes the sound profiles like the iPhone does.
I don't care for that.
That one's kind of bleh.
Hotline. Check.
That I prefer over the first part.
Leaps and bounds. Check.
Okay.
That's kind of neat.
That
I
just
like
sounds
that.
Like a Pixel commercial montage.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Lollipop. Check.
That one's kind of neat.
I've heard
too.
This before.
Wow.
That's so cool. I like that.
Lost and found. Check.
That's cool.
So is it...
Mash up. Check.
I like that one a lot.
Monkey around. Check.
No. That grates against my...
Check.
I like that one.
I do too.
Navigate up button, out of list.
But I think...
Checks. Monkey around.
Oh, that's all of them?
Check.
Was that all of them?
Yeah. I'm sorry, this is it.
Big adventure, none. Save out of list.
Okay.
Sound. Phone ringtone, monkey around, in list 10 items.
I gotta see the text tones,
double,
too.
Advanced, default, notif...
Oh.
Phone, now playing, shown... Navigate up, advanced, default, notification sound, default alarm sound, other sound...
Oh.
Phone ringtone, monkey, default notification sound, popcorn. Default alarm sound, bright morning. Other sounds and
what's
vibrations. Save. None. In lit beginning. Check. Coconuts. Check. Duet. Check. End note. Check. Gentle gong. Check.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Mallet. Check. Borders up. Check. Ping. Check. Pipes. Check. Popcorn. Check.
That.
Shopkeeper. Oh. Check. Sticks and stones. Check. Tune up. Check.
Oh.
Ugh.
No.
Tweeter. Check. Twinkle. Check.
That's it.
Tweet, check, pop, pipes, pop, check.
I like that.
Back button, out.
Yeah.
I like that too.
Sound. Home, button, out of list. Actions, toggle over, screen off.
Alright. We're gonna finish up with this. We have spent a lot of time playing around with this phone.
Yeah, it's a nice phone.
Monkeying around with the phone, you mean?
What?
Monkeying around with the phone.
Yes, monkeying around. I'm going to go ahead and actually lay this. What kind of... Do we get charging sounds?
Charging started, battery level 24%.
A very faint one, yes. I doubt that that was audible over TalkBack, but it was a very faint...
I think I heard it, actually, slightly.
...hum sound. So, it's charging at the moment because it's very much on the dead side. Or dying side. Still has a quarter of a battery, but... Yeah, that's the Pixel 3 XL.
And Michael can't wait to get one. I'm going to get the white one, so we'll be able to tell them apart.
Well, you will.
And I'm going to put a case on mine, because it's very slippery.
Yeah, but it's a very nice Android phone.
Yeah. I'm actually going to start a blog series on... comparisons of the iOS to Android experience. I had planned to do this last year with the S7 that I got and just didn't get around to it because I hated the S7 experience. So,
well, it makes more sense, in my opinion, to do it from stock anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I'm curious what your plans are that you want to do with it, you know.
I'm going to devote several sections. So I'm going to start with the setup process and talk about that experience and... go on through, you know, accomplishing basic tasks, making phone calls, sending messages, talking about the experiences on both.
Well, I'm also curious, like, what, not necessarily the blog, but if what are you excited about doing with Android that you probably couldn't have done with the S7?
I'm excited to set up Google Pay. And because Samsung Pay was one of the big things, it was not accessible. I'm actually curious. I'm going to touch this display and see.
Oh, the other thing that I wanted to see was how the always-on display looked, and I can describe that to folks.
Charging stop, battery level 24%.
I put it on upside down.
6:41 p.m. Screen off.
Oh, it doesn't.
Oh.
Hmm?
I don't.
60 degrees Fahrenheit button.
There we go.
Wednesday, 6:42. Unlock button. Battery 24%.
Here you go. So, how's that display look, Michael?
So, always on display looks just like always on display on the Pixel 2. All notifications are there. It's just when you lock it, it brings you to the always on display. As a transition now, so it looks very animated. It looks really cool.
So how do you get to it? Do you
You can't, when it's with TalkBack, it's unusable.
Use it now.
Mm-hmm.
That's annoying.
But it's mainly for
6:46 p.m. visual use. Collapsed. Apple, Google Play Store.
Or you can just glance at your phone
Apple,
and see the
Google,
time or
one
notifications.
Minute ago, CNBC Samsung is making the same mistakes as Apple did with its new phones.
Oh, ouch.
Expand, well then.
All right off. Then.
Probably said it costs too much.
Mm.
But, yeah, that's a nice thing.
Yeah, I don't like that it doesn't work with TalkBack, but I think if it did, it would always be yapping in your pocket.
Because anytime it would detect heat, it would be switching focus between things.
Ugh. No thanks. I mean, it's annoying. But
6:46 p.m.
But here's the thing. With Samsung, you could not even have that feature turned on.
No.
With TalkBack or Voice Assistant.
Nope. You would have to disable those features first.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious. Hey, Google, what's the weather? Do you work on the lock?
It should.
Hey, Google, what's the weather?
Lock screen.
What's the weather?
Try again.
What's the weather?
Selected, pin area, edit box, 647.
Oh, I need to adjust some settings here.
Device unlocked.
Try okay and then Google.
Right now in Austin, it's 58 and clear. Tonight, it's predicted to be 48 and partly cloudy.
Screen off.
Now do okay and then Google.
Okay, Google. What's the weather?
Lock screen.
What's the weather? It's not.
Screen off.
TalkBack, shut up. Hey, Google. What's the weather? Not you!
You're Not You is a 2014 movie directed by George C.
Shut up.
Screen off.
See, it doesn't do that on mine.
I think I had to set up for it to allow on lock screen. I think.
6:48 p.m.
That sounds accurate. So, we're going to wrap this up because I'm hungry, but I just had to get this out of the box. And set up. And I really like it, guys. I'm kind of scared for my iPhone.
What?
I mean, there are some things I can't do. I will probably always use iPhones as primary devices, but man, that Pixel's nice.
At least you have a really good alternative now.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right, folks. That's going to do it for this UnboxCast. And we're going to be back with more very, very shortly. But for now, Jason, where can people find you online?
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at jason@iaccessibility.net. You can search for me on Facebook, just search for Jason Earls, and you can also follow me on Twitter at JDE, that's Juliet Delta Echo 91.
And Michael, what about you?
You can find me producing content for iAccessibility with my small Pixel phone, Pixel 2. You can email me at mikedoise@iaccessibility.net. That's mikedoise@iaccessibility.net. I'm Mike Doise on Twitter and Michael Doise on Facebook, and you can find me all around the web, so just do a search.
And you can find me, Aaliyah, producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Aaliyah, that's A-L-E-E-H-A, at iaccessibility.net, and you can follow me on Twitter at blindcowgirl199. You can find iAccessibility all over the web. Just search for us with your favorite search engine. Most notably, our Twitter handle is iAccessibility1. You can email us at feedback@iAccessibility.net. You can find all of our content at iAccessibility.net. Our apps for iOS, our app for iOS is iAccessibility, and our Android app is iACast.
Which will look very good on a Pixel 3.
Indeed. If you have any feedback for us, send it to feedback@iaccessibility.net. And please, folks, we always need funding to continue providing this great content. Michael, should I talk about the calculation I did this morning?
No, let's not put that out there.
Okay. Let's suffice it to say that we've unboxed a lot of stuff. And if you want to see us continue to do so, please consider donating patreon.com/IACast or iaccessibility.net and hit that PayPal button. Yes, indeed. Please, if you like what we do, please consider donating. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. It has been a great show. I'm off to play with my new toy and get some food. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Copyright 2019, iAccessibility, LLC.